with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Pentagon is seeking $200 billion in additional funds for the Iran war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The Defense Department sent the $200 billion request to the White House, according to a senior administration official. It's an extremely high number and comes on top of extra funding the Pentagon already received last year in President Trump's big tax cuts bill. The $200 billion request raises questions about how long the war may last, a military conflict the president has said would soon be over. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. is awash in red ink. The national debt has hit a record $39 trillion.
The debt hit the milestone this week. The Government Accountability Office says rising debt can raise borrowing costs for mortgages and cars. It can also squeeze wages and push up prices. Budget advocates warn that growing interest payments force tougher trade-offs. The federal debt has surged under both Republican and Democrat presidents, most recently fueled by wars, large-scale pandemic spending, and tax cuts. The U.S. national debt hit $38 trillion just 5 months ago. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The Senate continues to debate the SAVE Act, the voter ID bill pushed by President Trump. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the Save America Act contains common sense ideas.
Requiring a photo ID for a whole lot of things in this country is something that, you know, Americans expect. You would think that they'd be able to produce one to vote in our election.
Senator Thune made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 203 points, the NASDAQ dropping 61. The S&P 500 lower by 18, oil at around $95 a barrel. This is SRN News. Scotland rejects assisted suicide.
After months of debate and a vigorous campaign by pro-life advocates, Scottish lawmakers have voted down a suicide bill 69 to 57. Simon Calvert of the Christian Institute says, quote, "We thank God that lawmakers got the message. So many colleges of medicine and disability groups expressed concern about the risks to the vulnerable and the sheer unworkability of the proposals. England is also considering assisted suicide legislation." Michael Harrington reporting.
China is rolling out a new law designed to promote ethnic unity. Religious freedom advocates inside and outside the country warn that the measure will be used to increase the persecution of Christians and other religious minorities. According to International Christian Concern, the ethnic unity law consolidates an ideology that places loyalty to the Communist Party and to President Xi Jinping at the apex of national identity. This is SRN News. Fears of being replaced by AI had about 2,400 Kaiser Permanente mental health professionals on strike Wednesday in Northern California. Lisa Dwyer reports.
The National Union of Healthcare Workers was joined in its one-day strike Wednesday by 23,000 Kaiser nurses. Oakland-based Kaiser says the AI claim is false and that AI will not replace human assessments. Workers say Kaiser does not currently use AI for therapy, but fear the technology will become good enough to make it an attractive option. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Uber says it will invest up to $1.25 billion in Rivian Automotive to help launch up to 50,000 robo-taxis. Uber or its fleet partners are expected to buy 10,000 fully autonomous Rivian R2 robo-taxis. More at srnnews.com.